You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Tuesday. Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hour 2 is always sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what's going on today with Shin Daddy in Creighton at Midwest Bank, Bill?
Paramutual wagering.
Whoa,
paramutual wagering. It's Turtle Race Tuesday.
No, it's not.
It's Turtle Race Tuesday. Shin Daddy's brought in 144 painted turtles. And then you're going to pick out your own turtle. And then there's going to be a rogue race late where you get to bring in your own snapping turtle. If you bring one in like that, that's going to be
the rogue race.
Yes, that's going to be the last one. That's at 3:44. So
the
highlight race. That's the feature race. Will be rogue.
Patrinka will be there.
Yeah, Patrinka will be there. She'll bring in your own snapping turtle for that. So he's got the ring of fire painted in that. So you start in the middle and you let your turtle go, and it has to get outside the ring first.
That's how it goes.
That's how you. So it's not a race this way
or circle
like that. No, it's like everyone starts in the same spot,
and then
you set your turtle down, and the first turtle to get outside the painted ring, the ring of fire. And so it's every hour, 8:44, 9:44, all the way through the day, and then 3:44, the feature race.
This is genius.
Turtle race.
The ring of fire. That's fun.
Yes. And also, before every race, they play Johnny Cash, Ring of Fire. So that also, and Shin Daddy lets him know like that to start it up. He points at Pork Chop and he fires up Ring of Fire as the race begins.
There's still banking going on.
Oh, this is happening. He's trying to get a car loan. Hang on. All of a sudden, Johnny Cash bursts out, and there's people with eight turtles in the middle of cheering insanely for their turtle.
Does it matter that I just lost $800?
There'll also be a special, they'll have two tellers available, but one of the tellers will be taking the wagers. Just like you're at Fonner Park.
This sounds incredibly fun.
I'll take two to win.
There's a lot of yelling.
People holding cash in their hand.
So beautiful.
How did it go with the butterflies yesterday, Bill?
The Monarch Monday?
Monarch.
They released them all at 3:44. In the biosphere, the ecosystem.
God.
Yeah.
I mean,
a lot going on.
He kind of changed gears a little bit. He went to hardcore. He went from that to hardcore gambling.
Turtles.
Step over your somewhat the heart attack to get to the window type of thing. Hardcore gambling.
Turtles.
Nice soothing music in the ecosystem to to wagering.
A barroom scene.
Imagine that. I'd like to go. I'd like to box him.
I'd like to box him. I'll take one.
I got the exact.
Box that exact.
God.
Yeah, anyway.
That should be
Randy! Randy will not be there. He's working today.
He might be.
He's working.
You never know.
No, he's working.
He's working today.
Can you imagine how busy Randy is right now?
Yeah.
Come on.
He's got a lot of events going.
He might make his way to Creighton for this, at least, so come on.
Ring of fire.
Anyway, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
It should be a fun day at Midwest Bank in Creighton. Thanks to Shin Daddy for always having great ideas. 464-5685.
Paramutual.
That's one of the
or text,
ones.
As always. We went through Sip's impressions from day one, at least a half hour of camp yesterday. We did play one clip from Matt Rhule. We played about Archie Wilson, the punter.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that he said that caught you yesterday at all?
Yeah, there's a couple things.
Okay, I got audio here. Which ones you want to
I don't know. He was talking about I think he was talking within some other subject about the two-minute offense.
I got that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I thought he injected some common sense into the discussion. As Bill has figured out with me, media, we can overthink anything. And when I think about the two-minute offense, so I think, oh, God, okay, how are you going to scheme it up? What are the X's and O's here? And what Rhule said was...
We have a long way to go in terms of... where we're at in terms of the 2-minute offense. I think when you think about it, I believe when you come down to the end of the game, it really comes down to the integrity of your lines, your ability as an offensive line to protect, mm-hmm. The ability of your defensive line to get to the quarterback. Sacks win games on both sides. And so while the X's and O's are great, while the execution is great, it's also going to come down to the physical strain of how great am I at the end of the game in terms of the physical nature. And I think that's something that we have to build throughout camp. They're much stronger. We're much more explosive. We're a significantly improved team in terms of our physical nature. But you have to, over the course of camp, you have to develop the physical stamina and the competitive stamina to play great at the end of the game. So I think there's a lot that goes into it. I think we're really cleaned up in terms of our guys knowing what to do. We have guys who can win, but it's just going to take us mastering it. And the mastering... Hey, when do we get out of bounds? When do we not get out of bounds? You go back to Ohio State. There, a lot of it's just poise. I mean, I think it was Ohio State. I can't remember, or maybe it was UCLA. Like, we lined up wrong, and it cost us 5 yards on a 10-second runoff, and we only line up really one or two ways. So just the poise of, hey, doing it every day and, getting to the point where, you can't do it wrong. I think that's what we're trying to do. And it's the same thing on defense, being able to cover, play zone coverages, play man pressure, but also rush forward and win. That's what wins games.
Line integrity. Okay, so think about the 2-minute offense against Iowa. You get the ball and you have a chance to win mm-hmm. the game. And what happens? The right tackle allows a guy just to race around him and get to Dillon.
Strip sack.
Yeah. I mean, that's just protection. Mm-hmm. There's a protection issue. How many times have you watched a football game in the last few minutes and there's a key sack? Mm-hmm. And it pretty much ends the game.
I don't know. I'm going to say... It would be in the hundreds, but close to that. The number of times that I've said it or we said it as staff as we're going out on defense, sack wins the game. Because because they either got to burn a timeout or if you get a sack and receivers are down the field, you're looking at 25 seconds off the clock. By the time they can return, get the ball set, do all the stuff, and you're going, it's a 25-second or it's immediate timeout. So now they're back, they're sacked. And they've lost their timeout. Mm-hmm. So sacks win games. So there's a lot of things at 2-minute.
Mm-hmm.
One thing is you first got to focus on is, how do you guys drill it? I always wanted to drill it two ways.
Mm-hmm.
And one would be, mm-hmm. it's a 2-minute scenario. Down 2 or down 6, whatever it is, here's the clock, here's the time, this is the scenario. You got to work your mechanics. Okay, we do that. The other one to work is to work that the clock's always basically moving, which means that the team is going to move down the field no matter what happens because it allows you on both sides of the ball to get lined up fast and defense to make a call fast when things are going. You go out there and have a 2-minute drill, and you give them the scenario, and they go incomplete pass, caught for 4 out of bounds, third down, whatever.
Third and 6.
And guess what? That's just normal football.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the urgency of that, not the word panic, but how fast things can happen to look over at the sideline. Are you a signaler? Are you a wristband defensive team? So there's two ways to look at it. I've left 2-minute drills before and kind of went defense 1-3 and out, and I'm like, that really didn't get us ready for the balls move and next call, the chaos that happens.
Right.
But they hit.
Do you understand?
Second down, they hit a pass for 18 yards.
Mm.
And then they have no timeouts, but the clock stopped for minimal to spot the ball. And the defense is running back. They're looking to the side. If you don't work those mechanics of that, and you that doesn't come up every time.
So there's guys out there who won't know what to do.
No. So you have to have two ways to work. Say, listen, we're going to move the ball. The next thing that came up is they lined up wrong, which is, I'm not sure if that was after a dead ball or whatever it was. But
life is a workout. And Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're crushing morning miles or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
In general, everyone's always 2x2. So in 2 minutes, you always line up in the same formation.
Oh.
So because if all of a sudden, say the clock's running and they're signaling, hey, we want slot trips right. All of a sudden, they look over. Oh, I got to go over.
Ah.
That takes time. So you know if you come back to get lined up, how to get lined up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have to have the insane ability when to spike a ball. And if you watch when teams spike a ball.
And know when to spike a ball.
So if they're giving you the spike, if you watch the good teams, they all run back and everyone that you can think of gets on the line of scrimmage. Because that's not illegal to have too many guys in the line when you spike the ball. Sometimes if you have somebody that's off the ball, too many guys off the ball.
Seen it.
Now it's a 5-yard penalty.
Right, seen it.
And then it's also could be a runoff. That's why you teach. So all these little teaching things, but the biggest one is to say, today, guys, we're rolling down the field, which means we're going to go, the ball's going to move and the clock's going to be running and we're going to go left hash, middle, right hash, middle. We're going to get 6 reps in it. And it's going to be how to work the transition eyes.
That stuff is hard.
And the other one will be just, hey, it's 2 minutes.
Situational football's hard. It's hard. It's hard. But it's not hard to understand what he said. Protect and get to the protect on offense and get to the quarterback on defense. That makes a lot of sense. The other thing, I thought it was mildly interesting that kids are staying in the players are staying in the dorm, but they said no coaches allowed. You have that.
Why the coaches aren't there? Yeah.
Yeah. Why the coaches aren't in Selleck.
Got it.
Yeah. They voted for a group like a, for lack of a better word, you know, leadership council type ownership group. And those guys said it. So, just that group. So there's maybe one or two guys from each position. There's maybe 10 or 12 guys. And, I asked them what they wanted to do. And they said, they've been very emphatic with me. Like, they have a group chat and Corey's in the group chat, and then I put myself in the group chat over vacation, and they were like, hey, coach, get out of the group chat, like, go in, because they were like, go on vacation, like, go be with your family, like, we got this. And I was like, well, I do need to send you guys some stuff every once in a while, because I like to send, like, I read a lot, I'll send them something to think about. But to their point, I want that. Like, I want them. This is like the best summer I've had. Like, no drama, no issues, no problems. They're not calling me like, so-and-so did this, so-and-so did that. Like, everyone, they handled their business. So, but it's that group that said it. And, I never made the coaches over 50 stay in the dorm, and now that I'm 50, I was like, I have a little apartment downtown. So me, my son and Wish, we're all staying there. But that was it. I can't end on a dorm question. I mean, sorry.
I know. There we go. So the players are staying in Selleck. This is the third year they're doing it. Selleck's, I'd say, you could get from Selleck to the training complex, the big training complex, in a minute. A minute, right?
Not very far.
Yeah. Right. So it's good.
Pretty close.
It's good for the players. Now, I would not want to stay in Selleck if I was anybody, a player or a coach. But I guess they do it for a reason.
Yeah, first of all, it gets everyone
reasons
centralized. The one thing that is a little bit of a misnomer is kind of like, hey, we're going to be together, which they are. But you spend most of your time together at the facility.
Mm-hmm.
When you get done, so most likely the meetings are probably over. I'm just going to guess somewhere around 8:30, 9 o'clock. And usually when they're dispersed, the team meetings already happen. So it's usually there's a snack to go. So you're getting back to your dorm room maybe at 9:30. In general, like that, unless they have a planned activity of which I would probably be rare, is that all you want to do is go to bed.
Right.
So there's not a lot of like, well, we got together, and a bunch of us played cards until midnight. They're like, no, they go back. And then now kids, unfortunately, want to be on their phone a little bit.
Right.
They haven't been on it all day. But the biggest thing for them is that when you get done with the day, you just want to go to sleep.
Right.
You just want to go to sleep. Now, there were some parts of me that I'm with Coach Rule like that, you know, that I didn't enjoy about staying in a dorm. But the one part I did enjoy was that when I went to go to bed and you had to walk a minute, I could just walk into dorm room and fall asleep, and because you just pass out and you'd be back up at whatever 4:45 in the morning and walk right back over. So it saved that a little bit of time.
It simplifies. I think it simplifies, and also, I mean, there's not anything going to happen. You're not going to oversleep. You're not going to get a speeding ticket on the way to the complex. It just simplifies
a lot of little things. That, like I said, just the sleeping, because someone's going to wake you up. Mm-hmm. You have a way to track everything. So
yeah.
I think it's good. There's no part about
no
me.
Coaches. Yeah. No coaches. They've stayed there in the past.
One thing you don't want is all of a sudden your offensive coordinator worried about that room 222 is loud. Or something.
Yeah.
They're like, they got a lot of stuff going on. And so that does not need to be their main focus.
True.
During camp is like, well, what'd you do during camp? Well, I was the defensive coordinator, and then also I had hall patrol.
RA.
Yeah, they have a lot going on. And so you want to kind of keep that plan.
This is the first time he's talked at length about Mac Markway. That's definitely a player that you got to watch now. He clearly had a good summer, and he's ready to roll.
Well, he's a big, explosive, powerful man, most importantly. I mean, he can move the line of scrimmage. He's got great hands. He can get open. I mean, he's running, over 21 miles an hour, at 200, whatever he is, 260 pounds, 250. I don't know what they list him at, but he's a big man. So I think he's another guy coming off a second knee injury. And so we're always trying to be careful of those guys early on. But, at the end of practice, he walked up to me. He's like, "Hey, 365 days." I mean, I know how grateful he was to be out there after everything that, we went through last year. So, but he's got a ton of talent and brings a lot.
Plays as a true freshman at LSU. We had three catches, but plays as a true freshman, which tells me about all I need to know. You got to see how he comes off a second knee surgery. But God, he does look good. I mean,
same knee?
I don't know. I don't know that. That's information
I don't
know.
It's a good question to ask.
Lyndon Meyer, Markway, Heinrich, and Carter Nelson, you should be okay at that position. You have a couple guys that will be able to, excuse me here, Bill, be inline blockers. Lyndon Meyer. Markway and Lyndon Meyer. But they can both go out and catch a ball, too. And then you have Carter and Heinrich, who... they got to work on that part, but they can go out and catch. They should be all right there.
In line.
Yep.
Thank you.
You put him on the line.
Thank you.
How else do you say?
He's about to cackle over there. He's just smiling, waiting for it.
When I try to use terminology,
he was ready for
my skis a little bit.
Before we get to break, Bill, question for you. What color were your lights last night on the house?
Kind of crazy. We kind of been going back to this. We went Mardi Gras again.
You did?
Went
you
Mardi
like
Gras.
It's always a party.
I really like Mardi Gras. It is a party 24/7. Well, the problem,
at your house?
Yeah. It's just when you have halo lights, it changes everything. I tell you one thing, if they're on just the white lights and they're on bright, it's a lot. You pull up, it's like, oh, wow, hey, the neighbor's probably not happy. We're like, it's a glow. It's a glow. There, if you're four houses down, you can see just fine in their backyard too.
Really?
You got
really?
Dogs like going like, "Hey, let's dim that. Take her down a little bit. A little bright."
Impressive to do that, but we don't need
impressive
that
we can do that, because we went Mardi Gras last night and it was a party. I'll tell you that it was a party.
Monday night.
Oh, it just makes you feel so happy, and they're all over the neighborhood now.
Yeah,
yeah. I see them out in the country now too, which is really cool. I'm driving sometimes, you see a farmhouse.
What are these light? What are
they're Halo Custom Lighting
Custom?
And my neighbors Nancy and Greg are getting them as well. Two houses down told us we're getting the lights.
Nancy and Greg.
If you don't get the lights, I have a hard time looking at you as a person.
Oh, come on! I don't have them.
I have a hard time, Steve. We have the two of the three. Get them.
I know.
You don't have to do the backyard.
You can probably do a couple.
You can just do part. I did
wrap them around the mailbox.
Yeah.
Now you're thinking.
I did three sides.
Did you?
Because the north side doesn't really garner to get it. So I just did three sides, and it was incredible. Thank you.
If you want to learn more about this, Halo Custom Lighting
Custom.
.com.
Coors Light, Coors Light minivan. It's a Coors Light minivan. Take the regular van.
Mini.
I'll describe the minivan. I'm fine. When I say mini, it was mini, too. If I could carry a case of beer. What do you got in there? A case of beer. Case of Coors Banquet.
When we come back, we already have smack talk between Ohio State and Michigan.
It's smack!
On early break in the ticket.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Hey, everybody, it's Nicole Byer here with some hot takes from Wayfair. A cozy corduroy sectional from Wayfair? Yeah, that's a hot take. Go on and add it to your cart and take it. A pink glam nightstand from Wayfair? Scalding hot take. Take it before I do. A mid-century modern cabinet from Wayfair that doubles as a wine bar? Do I have to say it? It's a hot take. Get it at Wayfair.com and enjoy that free shipping too.
Wayfair, every style, every home.